This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
On this Feed Forum Friday, we look at testing forages and what we're harvesting today, we plan on feeding a dairy cow tomorrow. Joining us, Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois. So, Mike, what do we need to know when starting an aggressive forage testing program?
One of the common questions that is raised is, well, why would we want to test forages today when the feed is coming in out of the field? Why not wait until it's been in storage or fermented or coming out of the silo or bag? And, Bill, I think there are a couple of good reasons to test today rather than wait 2 weeks, 2 months, or 6 months as far as that goes. Number one, of course, the changes are modestly small from the time we harvest that feed as bales or silages and we take it out into the feeding program. There should be some loss of vitamins that could occur out there, but of course we don't test for vitamins, we supplement them as well. And there'll be some small dry matter losses which may indicate a concentration of the remaining fractions such as crude protein and fiber, but at least the changes are modestly small. But number two, Bill, and this is the big reason, I think we want to know what is the quality of that feed before we get to it. So if we know our first crop was marginal quality, we can adjust our rations before the cows get to it, because the cows never lie, and they will react to those lower quality of forages. So we certainly know that we can make that adjustment there. Then thirdly of all, we can evaluate, well, what are some of our newer technologies that we have out there? If you have a lower lignin forage, such as alfalfa, or going to be corn silage, or sorghum sedan grasses, or sorghum silages, did it really perform the way the seed company predicted it should perform out there as well? Knowing that information, in some cases, we can adjust our next cutting. For example, if our feed nutrient value isn't as high as we wanted it to be, we can look at making higher quality third or fourth or fifth cutting, because most farmers are still going to have an opportunity to adjust their quality indexes with additional cuttings, especially with the grass and legume forages. So then the next question is, what should we be looking for in these forages? And this is my hit list, Bill. Number one, I'm going to check for NDF, neutral detergent fiber. And of course, simply that is the cell wall of the plant. Now, some of your newer tests are going to show you something called ANDFOM. Small A, small OM. And Bill, what that stands for is it's adjusted with an amylase enzyme, so it reduces any sugars or starches. And then the OM stands for organic matter, which means we have removed all the minerals, both in the feedstuff and it may have contaminated in the field. So you really have a true NDF value, nutrient detergent fiber value, to look at. The next number I want to look at very critically is NDFD, stands for neutral detergent fiber. And I want to do that at 30 hours. You may have several different timelines. I like 30 hours. That's the normal residence time that the feed is in the rumen of the animal. The new number you and I want to look at is UNDF, stands for undigestible and neutral detergent fiber. And again, you can look at 30, 120, 240 hours. I like the 30-hour one. Again, gives me an idea of how much of it's going to be digested. For example, normal corn silage is about 8 or 10% of the dry matter is going to be UNDF. Some of my legumes and grasses are going to be up around 14 or 15%, but tremendous differences depending on quality and hybrids that you plant. Of course, I'm going to check for crude protein, especially for my legume and grasses and small grains, because that's an important component in the feeding program. Another one I really like to monitor is going to be RFQ, Relative Forage Quality Index. And for high-producing cows, I want that to be around 160, 170, 180. And for corn silage, I'm going to monitor starch. So our take-home message is, Bill, we need to kind of know what we're harvesting today so we can plan tomorrow's feeding program for these animals and make adjustments. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on Monday, FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski joins us and gives us some perspective on the lost U.S. dairy export sales to Mexico and China and how they might be offset in his talk with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker. Join us for that on Monday right here on Dairy Radio Now.